The Defense Department's National Security Personnel System needs more time. That's the overwhelming message, witnesses told the House Armed Services Committee today. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us right here, right now, live with details of what happened up there on the Hill. So why did witnesses, NSPS been so controversial, why did witnesses say that it needs more time?
Well, the overwhelming opinion says, you know, any kind of big change, any cultural change that we're talking about here, and we are talking about a big change for DOD. This is not a small agency. Even at places like GAO, who has done pay-for-performance, it takes time. But 5 to 7 years for really it to take hold. GAO says this. Even the head of NSPS, Brad Bunn, says this. And really, if you think about it, NSPS, while it's been going on since 2003, really is not quite fully implemented. In fact, Brad Bunn, who is the program executive officer of NSPS, says there are 205,000 people in NSPS, and that's almost everyone that's expected to go into NSPS. This past month, we learned that there's 2,000 employees that are going to be put on hold. And in fact, if those employees go into the system, those are the final ones for NSPS for now. Originally, they were talking about like 700,000 employees, but they've scaled that back to those 205 or so. But basically, what comes down to is DOD, GAO, others say, we just need more time. We've got to figure out what's going on here and how it's working, and let's get some people some experience with it so we get a better feeling. Because as the statistics show and as research shows, you get a really high acceptance rate, then it plummets down, and then it comes back up. And it's that come back up. How far does it come back up? And the other part of the reason why they need more time is this review that DOD and OPM have announced they're going to start. They want to see what comes from that, what the new administration and new DOD leaders want to do with it. And even lawmakers said, you know what, we need to understand what the review says and how the administration decides they want to proceed.
Yeah, didn't they start that review a couple of weeks ago? And what did you find out about that, too?
One of the things that Brad Bunn mentioned was they haven't started the review yet.
Uh-huh.
They announced it, but they haven't started it yet, which I was under the same impression as you were. That the fact is that they haven't named the panel yet. They haven't decided what the focus is. And I talked to Mr. Bunn after the hearing, and he said part of the reason why is DOD is a little further ahead than OPM in terms of naming their political appointees. And just as an aside, OPM director nominee John Barry was confirmed today by the Homeland Security Government Affairs Committee. So he's on his way to being the new director of OPM. But until I think Mr. Barry's in place, they're slowing down a little bit. However, Brad Bunn did offer some specifics. I think went a little further than we had heard in the past. He said the review team will be a mix of federal and private sector experts, not just DOD, but HR experts. They're going to look at the design principles of NSPS, including the guiding framework and performance parameters. They want to focus on fairness, transparency, and the effect that NSPS actually has on union employees that are not covered by NSPS. If I could give you a quick story, Daryl Perkinson, the national president of the Federal Managers Association, who, by the way, will be on in depth tomorrow with Francis Rose.
Yes.
This hearing. He's also a manager at the Norfolk Naval Shipyard. And he says that he gets requests all the time from non-NSPS employees who want to know when they can be covered by NSPS, because the pay increase for those employees under the system was about 6% last year, while federal workers on average got about 4%.
So did all the witnesses say this program has been very, very controversial. Did all the witnesses say NSPS should continue?
Well, interestingly, of course, Daryl Perkinson of the FMA says that if DOD is going to move back to the general schedule system, just do it now. Don't go through this process if that's going to be the end result. Because he, as a manager, says, I can't control. I have three different types of management systems. He has the NSPS, he has the general schedule, and he has the wage grade system. And he, you know what, as a manager, it's too much for him to deal with. And he just wants to, if he, two is easier than three, obviously. So he said yes in that regard. If they're not going to go back, he says, you know, NSPS is not a failure, but there's definitely some areas for improvement. And then finally, John Crum from the Merit Systems Protection Board, he didn't really offer any opinion on NSPS directly, but he said, listen, whether you keep NSPS or dump it, there's these HR challenges across the government that really need to be addressed sooner than later. So no matter what you do, we should address the broader problem and not so much worry about whether NSPS works or not.
And you know, NSPS has had its share of challenges. I wonder if this sets a precedent for other personnel reform systems, pay-for-performance systems throughout the federal government.
Well, one of the things things that came out during the hearing was that the Social Security Administration and the IRS are either moving to a pay-for performance system or at least looking at it. And I think they're watching DOD and others such as GAO in terms of what they're doing. The Merit Systems Protection Board, Dr. Crum, says the goal would be to come up with some basic principles that could be a standard across government. I mean, that really should be the end goal, not does NSPS work, does it not work, but really how can we make sure we're standardized across government. He also points to some bigger problems that we've talked about a number of times on your guys' show about the lengthy hiring process, the complexity of the hiring process, and the lack of, you know, whether agencies are using all the flexibilities they have and authorities they have. He does make several recommendations, including having those standardized flexibilities for all agencies, having agencies reevaluate their own internal hiring processes and policies, and identifying what the barriers are in terms of cost and timeliness and effective hiring decisions. So, you know, he's trying to take the broader view, and I think there's some merit to that.